touching some, go through some basic points about Malachas Kiyas Shofar. The main mitzvah midaraisa of Kiyas Shofar, the Gemara learns out, is to blow three sets of sounds, which are called tsuruos, and each one of them has to have a tkiyah before and tkiyah afterwards. So Yom Teruah, the Gemara learns out from Psukim, drushes, that there's a sound which the middle sound, and it has to be flanked on both sides by a straight sound, which we refer to the straight sounds as tekiyos. And there's this middle sound. The Gemara said already from the din of the Gemara, the Gemara wasn't sure exactly what that sound, that middle sound is. The Gemara had three options of what that middle sound is. Theoretically, there are four options. The Gemara had three options of what that is. Either it's a series of very small, very short sounds, which we refer to nowadays as trua, or it's a little bit longer sounds, which we refer to as shvorim. And the point of the Gemara is that it's supposed to resemble, based on the Targum, the Gemara says that it represents how a person cries. And a person sometimes cries when it's more like a groan type of a sound. Or it's a combination of the two. Now, theoretically, there could have been a combination of the two, trua and then shvorim. But the Gemara says the derech is that a person starts to groan, and then from there he starts crying. So he goes from shvorim into truas. So that would be the normal flow, would be from shvorim into truas. Because of the suffix of what it means, we need to blow, and each one of them, that might be the sound of the Torah. It might be this, what we refer to as the truest sound, that has to be three of those, each one with a tekiah before and a tekiah afterwards. So refer to that, you have to blow, it's called blowing nine sounds, nine blasts of the tekiah, of the shofar. Tekiah, trua, tekiah, tekiah, trua, tekiah, tekiah, trua, tekiah. It might be the little bit longer sounds, we refer to shvorim, so you blow that also, tekiah, shvorim, tekiah. And it might be a combination of the two, which so we blow, it's referred to, use the place referred to as 12 sounds, tekiah, shvorim, trua, tekiah. That's four sounds times three is 12. So it's a total of 30 sounds which have to be blown to be fulfill your din d'oraisa because of the suffix. The Mikra Din, that's all you have to blow. Mikra Din of the Din of the Torah, even with the suffix, that's all you have to blow. So before Musaf, we blow those tekiyas, and we fulfill the mitzvah of the Raisa. The Chum came along and said, besides that, there's a loch, and we want you to blow tekiyas al Seder HaTfilot, that together with the Tfilas Musaf, there should be tekiyas which are blown. And there are two menhagim in regards to how to do that. Some, the Nusach Svarad is that they blow tekiyas in the Shemoneh Esrei itself, in the silent Shemoneh Esrei, and they blow again into Chazoras HaShatz, because Chazoras HaShatz is the Shemoneh Esrei, so they're going to blow those sounds. The Minhag Ashkenaz is to only blow them during Chazoras HaShatz, not during the silent Shemoneh Esrei. Al Seder HaBrachas, after one, each one of the there's three brachas in the middle of Musaf, and each one of these brachas we're going to blow a set of sounds. What sounds you blow, what you do over there, there's a tremendous amount of different menhagim. The standard minhag nowadays, at least in my vast experience of the two yeshivas I've davened in, there's one standard minhag. I've never spent the Rosh Hashanah in a shul, so I have no idea what they do in shuls. But there's different menhagim that they're not going to get involved in that. So that would give us, theoretically, 30 sounds before Musaf, either 30 sounds in the silent Shemoneh Esrei and the 30 in Chazoras HaShatz, that's 90 sounds, or 30 sounds in Chazoras HaShatz. So now we have 60 sounds. Why do we blow 100? That's a minig. That's based on minig. There's a minig, Pasuk talks about Aim Sisra, that she cried, but the end of Chazal says she cried 100 karlos. So connected that, that's minig ba'alma. How we make the bracha beforehand. You make the bracha for the bracha of Tekiyas Shofar and the bracha of Shechayanu. These brachas are going on, and whatever the chiyuvei tekiyas are. So the first 30 sounds, for sure you want to make the bracha. You shouldn't be speaking from the bracha till after this. Then tefillah is not a hefsek, because the second set of tekiyas are to be said al seder tefillah. So tefillah is not a hefsek, but regular speech would be. So you can't speak from after the bracha until you do the second set of tekiyas also. That which we remarkable not to do to that to the minute, that's you know much less of a key. But the mice of the minute is where we're remarkable not to speak something which is not all said or tefillah until after the end of the last key. So I have to tell you that I always have this hargasha that it's a tremendous schus for Klai Yisrael, so that people are quiet during Chazar Sashatz because of this, and they don't speak any lashon hara. They don't speak any Rechilis and Sheker and Hanifis, Chazar Shashat. Maybe that alone itself is a Jewish schus for Klal Yisrael. So maybe that's why the minhag became to wait all the way to the end, etc. I don't know. I have that ha'ara. Maybe we should make the last Kiddush Shofar like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and that this way we'd really keep people quiet for a long period of time. I don't know. These sounds. Now, the more it comes along and says that there's the middle sounds, there's a machloikus in halacha, how long the middle sound has to be, whatever that middle sound is defined as. But it says that the tekiah has to be the same length as the middle sound. So if the middle sound is called teruah, and what we call teruah, so the tekiah has to be the same length of time as what a teruah would be. If the middle sound is the combination of shorim and teruah, the tekiah of that also has to be as long as the combination of a shorim and teruah takes to blow. There is a machlokes in halacha. What is the shear of the size of a shvarim and the size of a teruah, and therefore it will make a nafkamina how long the tekiah of the teruah, tekiah of the shvarim, or tekiah of the shvarim teruah is supposed to be. That being said, because we're machmer, we say that we assume that the shear is referred to in the halacha is referred to as kaiches, that the shear for teruah will be 9 koiches, the shear for shorim will be also 9 koiches, and the shear for shorim teruah will be 18 koiches, but possibly a little bit more. How long is a koich? You listen. If a person would make the shortest sound he's able to make, the quickest sound he's able to make with the shofar, that's called referred to as a kayach. The expert Baal HaTekiah can get about 4 or 5 of those in a second. So the shear of a kayach is not very long. So theoretically, even 18 kayaches will last you about 4 or 5 seconds. 4 or 5 seconds does not sound for very long. When you listen to a tekiah for 4 or 5 seconds long, it sounds quite long. Some people calculate it based on tapping on the bima. Some people calculate it based on looking at a watch. Some people just are mashayer. I think one year you just did hashara, right? One year you just did hashara, right? Calculate how long it is. That's the makri's responsibility to make sure that it's long enough. So Baruch Hashem, I'm not the makri. There is a machloikus in the combination of the shorim teruah is it supposed to be done. Is there's 3 opinions. One is that you're supposed to go immediately from the shorim directly into the teruah without any hefsek at all. That's called being Maria Mitecha Shever. We do not do that. I think the Taimonim do that, and some people which are machmer later on have a later tekiah later in the day where they do that. That's one. We don't do that minute. But what we do is we do. We do 3 shvarim, and then we go from there into we say the sound of the 9 truas. Should a person take a breath at that point in time or not? So there's the machloek is the one sheet that you should not take a breath, bedafka not, because if you take a breath, that's considered that this sound has to be one unit. If you take a breath in the middle, you're breaking the fact that it's not one unit anymore. The same way we understand that halacha of a person would blow, you're supposed to blow 9 teruas. A person blows 4 teruas, takes a breath, and blows 5 more. That's not called blowing 9 teruas. It's called he blew 4 teruas and then 5 teruas. They didn't blow 9 teruas. So taking a breath in the middle would be a hefsek. A person blows 2 shvarim, stops and takes a breath, and blows a 3rd shever. He didn't blow 3 shever. That's not the unit that he has to. So similarly, this shita holds, the shvarim through also has to be one unit. So a person cannot take a breath in the middle, and if he would, it would be possible to have it. The second sheet holds that you may take a breath in the middle, or at least you may even pause the time it is to take a breath. Actually, possibly it says the derech when a person groans and then he cries. Many times he takes a breath before he starts crying, so that we consider the derech to do that. Because it's a machloikus, the ikur psak seems to be that the ikur psak is that you would be yotzei by taking that hefsek, but minig of many places, a minig here is that the tekiyas, the meyush of the tekiyas, which are done before Shemoneh Esrei, which meeker than the people, meeker adin, the tzibur could sit. So refer to an halacha as tekiyas de meyushiv. Minig is a stand. The Baal Tekiyah does without taking a breath, and the Tekiyahs, the Mu'umid Tekiyahs, which are done on Seder Shemoneh Esrei, he takes a breath. It's challenging to get that breath in and not lose your flow. That is much more challenging. It's easier to not, assuming you get a good breath beforehand, it's easier not to have to take that breath. The Tekiyah has to be the same length as the middle sound. The Tekiyah, if you can make it longer, but whatever it is longer, that has to be the tekiyah that you're being yotze with. So if I blow a tekiyah which is 7 seconds long, and 5 seconds were a perfect tekiyah, the last second it messed up, well, that's not going to be good anymore. It has to be the correct sound the whole amount. So it's not necessarily a chachma to blow it longer, and possibly if your sound sounds good, stop there once you have your time. Similarly, people are listening have to listen to the whole sound. So it's relevant by the last tekiyah, the tekiyah gedarlo, and then the hirotzen afterwards. He did his 5 seconds. I can start my hirotzen. You can't start your hirotzen until he finishes that tekiyah, no matter how long he's blowing that tekiyah. So it's not necessarily a chachma to extend the tekiyah too much. I think you don't do a tekiyah gedolah by Yishuv. You just wait all the way to the end.
Yeah.
Right, because of that reason. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And the Siddur says tekiyah gedolah earlier. Yeah, I know. Right. Right. Let's say that the Baal Tekiyah makes a mistake. So he tries to blow a tekiyah and it doesn't come out, so he blows another tekiyah. He blew the tekiyah properly, and now he's supposed to be blowing a shwarm, and now comes some gargled attempt of a sound. Is that a hefsek between your tekiyah and your shwarm? So if a person was trying to blow the correct sound, that he was trying to blow a shwarm, which was, and it didn't come out, that's not a hefsek, and he can rely on the original tekiyah, then blow the shwarm, and that's it. If he blew the wrong sound, he lost his cheshbon, and he started blowing a trua. He lost cheshbon. He thought he's supposed to blow a trua right now. And then after even one sound comes out, oh, he cops himself and he blows a shwarim. That was a hefsek between the tekiyah and the shwarim. And he has to go back and re-blow the first tekiyah again before, and then blow the shwarim properly. So if the sound is there intentionally an improper sound, the sound which doesn't belong there, then it's a hefsek. If it was the attempt to blow the correct sound, but even though it came out improperly, it didn't come out as a proper sound, so that's not considered a hefsek, and he would not have to go back to the beginning of the line. In a case where there was a mistake and it was about to be in the line, I think usually you clap on the beam or something like that. Give an indication people should know that we're going back to the beginning of the line. People shouldn't be confused to be able to keep a cheshbon of what we're doing. In a case of necessity, in a case of a person, somebody's sick or something like that, so the minhag for, let's say, for noshim, we don't blow the whole 100 sounds. The ikur tekiyah is, again, going back to what we said, we blow the 30 sounds, and that 30 sounds will accomplish yirchiyah deraisa, all the different possibilities that the Mor already says, the suffix, and you'll be yirchiyah with that. Okay.